From deep in the heart of Texas, this is Local 100 organizer Tyler Lewis speaking with Local 100 member
Donna Austin.
And she is a food service worker working at
Thurgood Marshall Elementary School.
Okay. First of all, how did you come into working at HISD?
Well, I got tired of the hospital and I wanted something different, so I applied and got hired on the spot.
Like a child.
And that is your
6-year-old nephew that I'm raising.
Alrighty. Who else lives with you in the house?
His uncle John Jackson.
Okay. And you have how many children?
2 now, including him. Well, with him.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself, home life. Like, where are you from?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Where'd you go to school?
Green Oaks High School.
Okay. What about your mom and dad and your...
My dad passed away over 10 years ago, and my mom, she lives in Longview, Texas with my sister Kim.
Okay. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
2 sisters and 2 brothers. I'm the second oldest.
Oh, okay. So you were always picked.
Yeah.
Oh. So working at HISD, what are your pros and cons?
My cons are that I want more money per hour and I want an 8-hour work day. The pros are having weekends off.
That can be fun. Have you heard about the other school district workers in other states like Arizona, West Virginia, and Oklahoma going on strike for more funding?
Yes.
And pay raises. They have been working on that as well. How do you feel about it?
I think it's a good idea. But, you know, if you're the sole provider, you can't really do it. But if you have somebody there at the house helping you pay bills, then maybe it'll pay off. Hopefully it will.
Did you know that Local 100 is working on promoting for the 14-hour pay raise?
Yes, ma'am.
How do you feel about it?
Excellent. Excellent choice. I'm ready.
What would you do with that extra money?
Paying bills and more pedicures.
Pedicures and manicures. You know, if we get an 8-hour work day for you, food service employees, you know, that would be at least an earning of $2,500 more a year. Did you know that?
Yes, ma'am.
How would you like that in your pocket?
Ooh, yes.
It's much better. What's the best part about your job?
Meeting new people.
Okay. What's the least?
The least about it is having to rush and do everything. Rush, 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 rush. It's just a rush job from the time you get in there to the time you leave.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Other than Thurgood, do you go to any other schools?
Yes.
Which are?
Hilliard, Shadedale, and Garcia.
Okay. Amongst those kitchens, which ones do you like the best or like the least?
I like Shadedale the best.
And why?
Because you have more space to work.
Okay. How is it working with other supervisors?
It's good in a sense. I just go in and do my job and get ready and be ready to go.
How many people work in your kitchen?
9.
9? Wow. That sounds crowded.
That's including my team lead.
Okay. For your position as a food service attendant, do you ever feel like you want to move up to a food service manager position?
No, ma'am.
No? Why?
They have too many headaches.
Too many headaches. What is a normal, typical day at HISD? Your kitchen.
Yes. 6:30 a.m. Clock in. Put breakfast in the oven, load the carts, we go to different pods to feed the kids, come back, count everything up.
And what is a pod?
The 5th grade is in one pod, the 4th grade is in one pod, kindergartners, we go to their rooms and feed them.
Okay.
And come back to the kitchen, count up everything, and then we start on lunch. Because we have two people on breakfast. Those two people will see what's left over from breakfast, and they do a count. And then all the rest of us, we go do what we're supposed to do as far as vegetables, fruit, and meat. You have two people on meats, two people on vegetables, two people on breakfast, and one person on fruits.
Okay. Does your supervisor treat you fairly?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you ever had an incident with a bad time with your supervisor?
Never.
No? Okay. Okay. During your time at HISD, have you had any issues?
I haven't had any issues with anybody.
Okay. For HISD, how do you feel about the school board members?
I feel that the school board members need to come around to the HISD schools and see what the workers go through on a daily basis instead of sitting up there talking on the microphone about what needs to be done. You need to come see first.
Right, so instead of being a figurehead.
Exactly.
Okay, to be more a part of.
Yes.
Would you ever be willing to go to a school board meeting?
Yes, ma'am.
With us? Would you also rather go speak in front of the school board?
I would speak in front of them.
Okay, okay. Okay, let's talk about your political aspects. Okay. Did you vote in the last year's election?
Yes.
How are you a Democrat or a Republican?
Democrat.
Okay. And how do you feel about Donald Trump?
No comment.
Okay. Do you plan on voting next year?
Yes.
If you ever were asked to by Local 100 to work with us to do getting people to register to vote or to work on campaigning with us, would you do so?
Yes, I would.
Okay. You're registered, so.
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Do you tell everybody else to get registered as well?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. In the black community, do you feel like it's important for us to vote?
Yes.
Why?
Why? Because every vote can make a difference. And for those who don't vote and they sit around and say, well, they shouldn't have got that. Well, you didn't get up and vote. It's no excuse. They provide the transportation for you. Mm-hmm. Metro provides transportation.
True.
Now, what was the problem? You're not getting up to go vote. So you shouldn't have any say on who won because, remember, you didn't vote.
How do you make ends meet with not working during the summer break?
I have another job at the football stadium, NRG Football Stadium. And then I'm also registered with Shift Gig, to whereas you get more money per hour. You get more money per hour if you register with Shift Gig. As far as,
what is
Shift
Gig?
It's a temporary agency.
Okay.
Where you can go out to the Toyota Center, NRG, Minute Maid Park, and make $13, $14 an hour compared to Aramark. If you're a regular Aramark employee, you're only going to make $10 an hour, and that's it. Mm. No benefits or nothing. So with Shift Gig, you can make more money per hour, and then you can choose the days you want to work. You don't have to work 24/7.
Okay, so you're a food service employee, so you work a minimum of 7 hours a day, mm-hmm. and your minimum wage is 12, so what do you take home?
I take home a little over $600 every 2 weeks.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.